We are still according to our plan on the day of the departure of Bala Sulam. In truth, according to the Torah, the fact that a person departs, the Pratsuf departs, we have two different approaches. One approach, which was that we had a person amongst us who lived a corporeal life, and in truth we know this upon ourselves as well, that there's not quite of a benefit, yet he was close to us. And he passed to us everything. He wrote, he learned, taught, and his presence, in a degree as his and as us also in that bodily degree, was helpful to the world. We can also see, according to our experience and our senses, that as much as a person is amongst us, it influences us, and when he departs, he influences less. It's not so with Kabbalists. If a person is connected to the Creator and to the created beings and distances physically from his students, he doesn't distance himself. He stops to be with them in a physical connection, but becomes even more connected, needed in a spiritual, internal way. And I too felt that with Rabash, when I was next to him all the time. And when he passed in my hands. I felt physically a very big difference. I didn't know what I would wake up for the next day. And yet, together with that, there is a complete system of connections in which we have how to connect and to who to connect, and we are in such a connection even before a person like Bala Sulam, we could say, or Rabash passed, and this connection just strengthens us. All that was also in this world relative to him moves now spiritually to that kind of connection with him. That's why it's written that the righteous in their death are even more important, even closer, even more we are connected to them than when they were in this world together with us. This is why we need to scrutinize over and over, more and more, the connection, his method, his words, which he wants to pass to us through all the means, and to put his Torah in us, to live with it, those lights and kelim that he wanted to deliver to us, and to live accordingly. Such we will come to a state where there will be no difference between when a person was alive and he is now not alive biologically, and yet he is connected with us in a spiritual way. And we will feel no physical need for him, but rather the spiritual connection, to be in spiritual adhesion to him, opens for us a different dimension, a different world, where we are in adhesion. This is why usually the students are not sorrowful for their teacher's passing, but rather are strengthened and strengthen one another and bring themselves to another degree, a more superior degree in their connection to the teacher, and continue with him as a guide. They see these things as an opportunity from the Creator that draws them onwards in such a way. So let's hope that we will locate this, understand, feel, and execute our connection with Baal HaSulam through us, through the groups, the tens, through Rabash, and to Baal HaSulam, and through him, to the Creator, in such a way that we will see how each time when we build this chain, we have an opportunity or an ability more and more to rise towards the upper force. Well, and let's read here a little of what the excerpts that you prepared. And if you will want, I don't know what else to add so much, but we will try to add together. Please.
Excerpt number 6. This is from letter 18 of Rabash. Know, my friends, that since we were together with Baal HaSulam, we are more capable of approaching the Creator. But we need to listen to His voice and to keep His covenant. For the voice of the living Ari, Baal HaSulam, will certainly not stop from us. As we were near him, he is certainly speaking on our behalf, and his voice is heard when he comes into the holy place. When a person approaches holiness, his voice is heard, and we are certain to succeed.
It only all depends on our efforts. How one will help his friend, will connect together, and then in the right organization, in the ten can be 200 people, doesn't matter how many, 2,000. In the way we organize between us, we are in the right connection, and then we will be able to open all the things he wrote to us, to understand them, to feel them, and locate them as they live in us, because they are certainly alive. The teacher is always giving into his students his whole Torah. Hence, in each of us, and of course, moreover than that, in the connection between us, the Torah of Rabash and Baal HaSulam live. We just need to discover them to the extent in which we correct our vessels. Connect between us, and then you start to feel the image of Rabash, the image of Baal HaSulam, the image of the Ari, Rashbi, and so on. And that's how we advance. So what we need is to just know that amongst us, this whole method is, and Baal HaSulam is serving this to us in such a way within, so that we will, as long as we try to get to it. And this exertion, this effort, only depends on the connection between us. That's it. Please.
Excerpt number 7, Baal HaSulam, from letter 39. Know for certain that since the time of the Ari to this day, there has not been anyone who understood the method of the Ari to the fullest. As it was easier to attain a mind twice as great and twice as holy than the Ari's than to understand his method in which many hands fiddled. From the one who first heard and wrote them through the last compilers, While they still did not attain the matters as they are in their upper root, and thus each inverted and confused the matters. And now, by the Creator's will, I've been rewarded with a conception, impregnation of the soul of the Ari, not because of my good deeds, but by a higher will. It is beyond me, too, why I have been chosen for this wonderful soul, with which no one has been granted since his passing until today. I cannot elaborate on this matter, as it is not my way to discuss the concealed.
Yes, this is a special thing that happens to a person that a higher sublime soul clothes him from above, and then he begins to recognize inside this soul what's happening to him. So he receives a mind, feeling, intellect, spiritual discernments, a connection with the Creator, the feeling of divinity in a way such as he would not attain on his own. It's truly a gift from above, the upper force from above. And sometimes people receive this, but what he receives, the soul of the Ari, that incarnation of the soul of Ari, is a truly immense thing. Hence, he could do a commentary to all the writings of the Ari. I think that he also doesn't want to say about this because maybe they won't believe him. But he had also the same incarnation of the soul of Rashbi, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That is why he permitted himself to write the book of Zohar. And the difference between the commentary to the study of Ten Sefirot, to the Tree of Life, in the form of the study of the Ten Sefirot, and the latter, the Sulam commentary for the book of Zohar, the difference between these two is many years. As he probably didn't immediately recognize the soul of Rashbi as well. But it is known, and I am certain, that if he were not to receive such an acquaintance and tight, closeness to Rashbi's soul, he wouldn't approach the Sulam commentary. Meaning, Bala Sulam, from these impregnations, these incarnations of those two pillars of the wisdom of Kabbalah, by that he advanced all their matters and placed them before us as the method, as the Torah, as the upper force that can help us truly reach the end of correction, where we don't need anything. Rather, if we're adhered through Rabash to Bala Sulam, and Bala Sulam already, he himself carries within him the souls of the Ari and of Rashbi, and this is how we can, with the help of these great ones, ascend towards the Creator and observe our roles to bring this method, this Torah, to all of humanity.
Yes, last night I heard from you saying that after Bala Sulam and Rabash, we don't need to write a new method. So can we look at our role as trying to make the method as simple as possible, to try to give it to people in small drops so they can understand, they can connect to it?
נכון. זה בדיוק מה שאנחנו צריכים.
Correct, that's exactly what we need. To take what they took, what they wrote, the closest things for execution, to write this, to rewrite this in an easy way, such that the audience can understand and spread it to the broad public. That's our generation that is already in a transition between corporeality and spirituality. And this is what we have to help them with.
Santiago.
Amado Rav, hay que tener chispas de luces de esos cabalistas para comprender sus escritos.
Dear Rav, do we need the sparks of lights from the Kabbalists to understand their writings?
No. From us trying to understand them, to simplify them, and to advertise them. Their ideas. Accordingly, we slowly, slowly come closer to those Kabbalists and begin to feel them and begin to feel that they're clothing in us, and this way we actually rise to a spiritual degree.
Almata.
Каким образом сейчас на нас влияют великие учителя, которых уже нету с нами, то есть они нас...
In what way do the great teachers influence us now? Meaning, they lead us, they take care of us. How does it work? In what way can we explain their concern to us?
They are great teachers who are no longer physically with us in this imaginary world. It appears to us as if they're not with us because we can only grasp with our vessels, with our kelim that we have, and the other kelim are not yet there, and we don't understand that they're truly here. And from what we learn, from what we want to go towards being closer to them, to be similar to them, to carry out their doctrines. Out of this, we start to discover how they're living in us, how all of a sudden I discover that this is how he wants to say, this is how he said, this is what he meant, and so on. And this is how we bring them to life in us. That's how it works. And the more we know the method of coming closer to the Creator and revealing Him, we'll see that they're living in us more and awakening and accompanying us, truly guiding us, and are truly in us and explaining to us this way how to go and what to do.
When does the point that determines that one has a role towards humanity, when does it emerge? When does it begin?
This point starts when he enters the ten, because all his realization, his implementation in the ten should be with the tendency to prepare himself towards humanity and all of humanity towards the Creator as the end of an action in the initial thought. So the end of the action is the bestowal to the Creator, and the initial thought is where he's now incorporated in his ten. And along the way is to be a pipeline to all of humanity in such a way
What do you say to a friend who still feels that he's not ripe to tell humanity what you just explained? I don't know if he's ripe or not ripe. He received an awakening to come to the ten, and then he has to know that in order to develop in the ten to the right mechanism, then he has to already be to include into that mechanism the next stage of his development. Otherwise, he won't be able to complete this stage either. He won't be able to connect to the ten in a complete way if he doesn't prepare himself in the ten to connect with many other tens and the broad public. Again, according to the end result in the initial thought. In spirituality, all the actions are complete actions. They cannot, they have to be actions that encompass the whole of creation from beginning to end. So he can say whatever he wants, but if he doesn't take these things seriously and think about it every day, then nothing will happen. And also, he won't allow his whole society to advance. Group, he has to, as much as possible, try to think and talk about it, and gradually he'll want to do it.
Yes, dear Rav. He writes here that I've been serving the Creator in all that I can. How can you acquire such a quality in the work? You're also saying that your life doesn't belong to you. Where do you take such a force? Even this smallest action takes a day and a half.
You think that for others it's easy, or for me it's easy, and that the Baal HaSulam had it easy? I saw it on Rabash. Sometimes, when he would make an effort to do something, was this kind of effort that he would barely do it until he would produce the very last gram of effort, and then he made it. And that's what's required. We are required to show that we nevertheless want to, even though we're at the end of our efforts, where the last drop of your effort is just crying from helplessness, and then you get help from above. If you don't come to that, doesn't mean you're making effort and working. Because all our work is how to once again and again join to ourselves more and more in order to bestow. It's always above our strength. It's not that I wait until I get it. No, I don't get it. Maybe this way I can get some intellect and some feeling, but not spirituality. Rather, exactly at the last moment where I do it above the ego, it's really those last bits, those efforts, that's where I attain spirituality. Because we have to attain something that's on the other side of nature. And that's why to attain it, we have to make an effort that is above nature. That's how it works. If we connect together with our common force, then it's fine. Let's try.
Но это все же сила Творца, которая приходит к человеку и позволяет ему.
But this is all the force of the Creator that comes to a person and nevertheless helps him to relate to himself this way?
Comes from the Creator, of course. Of course it does, it comes from the Creator. What did you think? What, from yourself, you have nothing other than a broken will to receive. And also, a spark, which constantly tells you, come on, get out of there. But it doesn't give you any power. It only stimulates you. Powers you need to get through the group from the Creator. To the extent that you are drawn to the group to receive the force of bestowal from them, then you advance. Then you pay by lowering yourself towards the friends, and in exchange you get strength that helps you advance in spirituality. Everything according to the effort.
Talked about earlier.
Please.
It's taken from letter number 38 of Bala Sulam, and it says this way. The most important is the labor, meaning to crave to labor in his work. For the ordinary work does not count at all. Only the bits that are more than usual, which are called labor. It is like a person who must eat a pound of bread to be full. Then all his eating does not merit the title a satisfying meal, but only the last bit from the pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws out only the bits beyond the ordinary. And they will be the letters and the kelim in which to receive the light of His face. Understand this well.
So we need to do as much as we can in the right direction, the right efforts, and when we come to the end of it, a little bit more. And that little bit more that you're doing beyond what you can, that's the correct effort, labor. And before that, all the efforts you did before is just considered preparation. It sounds impossible, but in a 10, when you talk about it and do it together, it's possible and there's no problem. No problem. Just to understand that that's what we have to do. Only after people say we are incapable, and then they don't stop. And above this incapability, they make another effort beyond what they're capable. And that is considered the labor, and according to that, their effort is accepted. Because that's where spirituality is. Because the efforts they did before are by strength they received, they already had. So that's not considered exertion. The exertion is at a place, a space, or towards a degree they haven't been in yet. PT 31.
What you said now, Rav, about the exertion, when you come to the end, to the maximum, then you give a little bit more effort, then it's labor. Only in that state can you ask for there to be prayer altogether, or is there no prayer before that?
You can ask, but it's almost not accepted. I'm saying almost because we can't tell the difference between these things. But you know, a baby who's nagging and you know, it does help a little bit. How? Because the baby still holds himself connected to the upper one, not going away, but nagging and wanting and crying and give me and so on. Even though the baby's request and prayer is perhaps not even in the right place, but somehow he holds his connection with the Creator, even though his request is not yet ripe.
So good, true prayer means only after I've drained myself with exertion?
And a little bit more. Above the drainage.
And then it's accepted immediately.
This I don't promise you. No. How come? No. Why do you want it to be immediately received? You've done it in order to show to the Creator that you're willing to do everything for Him in order to bestow. So, how do you tell him, okay, now immediately pay me?
No, the question is, I've given forth my half shekel, now he needs to do what he has to do.
What he does is what he does, it's not your business. You prepare yourself with your half a shekel, and you don't want his. What he gave you, the opportunity to make an effort with your half, your exertion towards his direction, that's where you stop. That's it. The half, his half, you don't want to receive. And your half a shekel, you say, you gave me the opportunity to make this effort completely for you. Good. True that I came to this because I wanted to benefit and gain something, but now, through this effort, where I came in order to gain and benefit, but then I understood out of my effort that this is the reward, that what I've done now in my effort, and you thank him for that. You don't want anything from him. On the contrary, just don't give me anything. And then you receive the masach to do the next action, the greater action.
How do you do that thing that you said? Because in the will to receive, many times you come to the maximum of exertion. You say, that's the maximum I can. And you're coming and saying, do more. Now that I know you do, usually in sport, when there's like trainers that press you after you drained yourself, and they say, you can do a little bit more, you can do a little bit more. How can a person do an action beyond what appears to him, that additional exertion?
There's an opportunity to do it because we don't work alone. We're not alone. The same in sports. You look at others, and that gives you additional strength. Alone, certainly not. From the Creator, you can't feel you can demand from them. You look at the friends, and it's complete tense filot, and everyone gives the strength to everyone. And this is how you get to feel the urgency and the strength to go forward.
I don't understand what you asked.
This effort, the addition, this exertion, I can only hear it as something that I do personally. I'm trying to understand, where can I add the 10 into this effort?
But how will you advance if you don't receive the forces from the 10? With your forces?
No. No, the force is from the 10.
Well,
so how do you add the 10 so that the 10 operates in more effort, more exertion?
But you have no effort if you don't collect everything from the 10. You have no effort. All the efforts are in order to collect everyone and to make from everyone a certain one action. So in what is the effort? That they will tell you for you to understand some sentence more?
No, it's like I collect the friend's efforts together with mine, and that's what I have right now.
For what?
To reach the prayer, the request.
What request? What prayer?
That this common effort, that we can add more to it. That's what I can't find.
So that's exactly what I'm telling you, and you're saying that that's not the direction you want. You want to advance to being closer to one another, more together, to locate this effort, to locate the force. And then you need more and more to be connected. And then from your connection, bring forth a spiritual action, an act of bestowal outside of each of you, meaning each towards everyone, outside of himself. And then you collect these efforts as each is towards himself, towards others. And when you collect yourself this way, these efforts of yours, then from this you turn out to have the 10 has a force of common bestowal, and it is what you aim towards the Creator.
Where is it collected? That's where I can't...
It's collected in the efforts between you, where each ten is trying to give it from himself, and then altogether this integral force you give to the Creator.
What else do we need to do, or where to focus in order to identify that space? I don't feel that it's even there.
I understand. I hear now, and I feel what's going on, because you're not making the efforts according to what we're talking about here, and word by word.
Please. We'll read excerpt number 9. This is from the prophecy of Baal HaSulam. After all these days, I listened attentively to all the promises and destinies I have been chosen for by the Lord. Yet I found in them neither satisfaction nor the words by which to speak to the people, to the dwellers of this world, and lead them to God's will, as He had told me.
Do you hear what he's concerned with? How will I come to all the people of the world and tell all the people in the world what the goal is, how to develop, how to attain a true, eternal, and whole thing?
And I could not stride among the people who are vain and slandering the Lord and His creation, while I was satiated and praising and walking merrily as though mocking those wretched ones. Matters have touched me to the bottom of my heart, and I resolved that come what may, even if I descend from my sublime degree, I must make a heartfelt prayer to the Lord to grant me attainment and knowledge of the prophecy and wisdom and the words by which to help the forlorn people of the world, to raise them to the same degree of wisdom and pleasantness as mine.
That's what he wants. Do you hear? He wants to advance all of humanity, everyone, towards the Creator. And this is what really concerns him. Hence, he is going to open the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, the whole wisdom of correction to everyone, that which wasn't before him. And we need to continue his ways.
On that piece of paper from the cigarette box, and wrote the first article, that we have. And so how did you start before Rabash?
Because there was nothing that was known. Do you know what was before that? What there was? There was Zohar with a Sulam commentary where no one can open it up or understand what's written there because most of it was written in Aramaic. The study of the Ten Sfirot, where there is no possibility of taking spiritual work out of it. The introduction to the study of the Ten Sfirot and the introductions to the Book of the Zohar, which were very difficult. We learned them several times already, and they're very hard. And that's it. And if a person wants to understand what I should do that he's asking, what about me? I see that there's something sublime here, but I can't jump to the 10th floor or even higher immediately from where I am. I also don't know where and how to jump. That's why I started methodologically to ask.
Now, what I just read from the prophecy of Baal HaSulam.
Yes, in the prophecy of Baal HaSulam, he writes that he has come down and that it's truly, but he wasn't afraid of losing everything because it wasn't important to him whether he loses or not his spiritual degree. As long as he will be able to help regular, simple people, he was ready to go down to them and to be like them just a little so that he will have the possibility to explain to them. You understand what he did and what we are a little lazy in doing. That's why he is so great and ascended more and more. And we, by us disregarding the care for all the people that we're close to, we truly are tripping ourselves and can't ascend because of that.
What does he want to say? It was unpleasant for him too. And when he came, no one wanted to recognize him as great and willing and able, that he'll just, you know, start teaching and we'll all come. No, he had to work hard in order to attract people to start studying with him, and there will be someone to write to and that they'll help him advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah. This was not simple. And he did it meticulously and with very great persistence. And not just in some place, but in Jerusalem, which is a tough place for spiritual progress. It's a place that, as he writes in another place, the place of the shattering, the place where there is the greatest resistance. But he wasn't afraid of it, and he started addressing everyone, and he made it so that ultimately, from him onwards, the method began to somehow go out there. And you see that us, 100 years afterwards, are in a completely different situation. 100 years in spirituality is like, it's not even a time. It's very little time. But look how much was done in that time, that today thousands and all over the world are learning his method from the books that he couldn't print. Today it's online, everywhere, in many languages, and we are realizing what Baal HaSulam started. We are working in an office that is of dissemination. The dissemination office of disseminating the Creator to all of humanity. Disseminating how to reach the spiritual work. What exactly the Creator wants from the created beings. How can the created beings fulfill the role they were created for. That's what we all are doing. So there has to be some understanding, recognition, respect to what we're doing, and not to throw it away and say, oh, I don't know, I don't think so. On the contrary, the more you resist this dissemination, the more you need to make an influence in that, because the resistance too is awakened from above.
Rav.
Well, according to the call of the time, the situation we're in this pandemic, the coronavirus that's spreading more and more, and we learned already and understand that there is no cure for it, and there won't be a cure for it, and if there is a cure, something worse will come that will not have a cure for it, will come. So we'll go into a sequence of blows. And what we need is only to understand that everything is connected to the Arvut between us. The closer we get to the system of Adam HaRishon, in which the Creator is revealed, how much we need it, how much we draw the rest of the people along with us, to that extent we begin to cure the human society from everyone's individual ego, from the ego of each and every nation, each and every group. And then we see how we become divided, separated, how in each place in the world there are so many wars again and clashes and quarrels. And we need to understand that all this is only an invitation for us to come and correct things and bring everyone to connection above the labor, the exertion, above our egos. And in that way, for the Creator to be revealed inside of this sandwich between hatred and love, there's the, where the Creator is, and then we'll be able to discover Him and cling to Him. So the law of Avut is the main law that's missing for all of us. We only need to observe it, and then we realize the revelation of the Creator to the creatures and the realization of all of us being in one kli. So let's keep learning.
To its full correction.
So the most important thing for us is to each, is for each one to understand, to feel, to really feel inside that the benefit of the public and his own benefit are one and the same. I can't be happy if the public is not happy, and vice versa. I'll be happy when the public's happy. It's not out of fear and all kinds of egoistic calculations, but because he feels that they are in one system, and it can't be otherwise. But he and the public are the same. This feeling, this vision, is what we have to come to.
Нет, я имел в виду, что
I meant that the Creator brings a person to study Kabbalah because everyone has like a special task or destiny.
Of course, how can it be otherwise? Each of us has a very specific role. How many do we have? A few thousand people? But we have to be together in order to serve billions. You understand? That's why each of us is equal to a lot of people, say 100 million. So you understand how important people are here? Okay?
How can a person in the world group discover this role he has?
He can't. He hasn't reached it yet. First he has to discover his personality, his tiny kli. And then through his small kli, he will see where is his place. What's the area that he has to tend to? Although he's connected to everyone, but he is something that doesn't exist in anyone. Now he is nothing. P-T-9.
Okay, so now the world kli is going to unite. Is it permitted for us to imagine some good future that will happen after we unite? After the Creator finishes the action?
So we will see everything in a united kli, where everyone's united. And the Creator is revealed in this kli. And then we will see ourselves in an eternal and complete world. What's the question?
That's the question. Is there any image that we can point to, that we can look towards in the future, that pulls us forward?
Connection of everyone and revealing the Creator in this connection. That's where we're going. And this corporeal life disappears from our feeling. Not planet Earth, not this galaxy, not family, nothing. All of those things that were corporeal move into small spiritual discernments. And the great discernments are only where you reveal them in your inclination of love for everyone. In your love for everyone, you discover worlds, new relationships, eternal life. But it's out of your love for what is outside of you. So only by connection.
I started three. I mean,
book? No. People don't write and don't read today for a long time now. People speak through the media, through the internet, press, whatever. But speak and speak to the point. As much as possible, as much as you can to the point, and as little as possible, with fewer, as short as possible. Every day you have to say, publish, say 20 lines a day, constantly, incessantly. Keep banging on that one spot, you and your friends at the same time, and you'll be able to penetrate, like, I don't know what, like a caterpillar, like a press into the public's opinion. There's no choice. There's no other choice. We are living in a wonderful situation, a very good time for correction. And here, it depends on us what we do. So we must not be idle for 1 minute, only think, pray, do every single action that might be directed toward correction, the individual correction of the 10, the general correction of Bnei Baruch, and the global correction. In all those directions, we have to keep digging into them. And in this way, we will succeed. If not, you will see what happens. You will see what happens. What is happening today, you will see in half a year, I don't want to say it. I don't want to speak badly about the future, but it will get much worse. Much worse.
El regalo de la aplicación del Arbut es el no sentirlo como una carga.
The gift of implementing the Arbut is not to feel it as a burden.
Para los amigos, desinteresadamente, es poder hacerlo sin pesadez.
If we implement it altruistically for the friends, so you don't feel it like a burden.
Correct. We need to feel the avot that we are building for ourselves, for the whole world, for our children, that we're building something good. And this is relationships between us. It's like our home. It's building our soul. You hear? This is building our soul, that in it we will exist and feel the spiritual world, eternal life, how we're all connected together, together with the upper force, above time. There's no death, completely no limitations. This is what we reach by the Arvut. Because we come to such a system, homogenic, integral system, where nothing ends or begins. Everything constantly exists. The concept of time disappears, distance, all limitations. And this is all attained in the Arvut. This is how we build ourselves, because each one comes out of his own limits and starts feeling reality towards everybody. And in all that everybody, it's all souls, tendencies to bestow. That's the soul. So we start feeling ourselves in an eternal way. And that's what we need to attain. We'll attain it still anyway, but on the path for now that's developing, it's horrible. It's a path of suffering. That's why we need to see this Arvut, that it's not in order to exist nice here as much as we live here. This is the general law of all the worlds, of all of reality, that is in this Arvut, we will be connected to the Creator. And these are eternal dimensions. I can't say.
For instance, you told Mike about the 20-line quota we should all strive to write each day. Is there a way for us, specifically in North America, to support each other in this action?
Of course, yes, please, do it. Help each other, do it together. Check, did you write it correctly? Yes, no. Sometimes I write and then I see that through my friends, I feel that it wasn't to the point. Obviously, yes. It's worth it. Also, if it connects between all of you, you'll have a spiritual force in it, for sure.
Toronto too.
There is exactly that question. There are several views. Avot is a cure for what? For corona? Cure for the separation between us? No, for what?
Everything. There is not one thing the Avot can't cure. Avot is the method of correction where we complete each other. We complete each other. Just like in the corrected vessel of the Adam Rishon.
But if we want to focus now, and people, so people would understand us, then.
So don't say Adam Rishon, say humanity. If they want to exist in a nice, good way, they have to be organized not by our ego, but by the Arvut between us. That nature is pushing us to it. That we're living in one world, on one earth. We're all cooking on one frying pan, and so on, and we have no choice, but we have to feel how we're all parts of one body that can't be in such clashes towards one another.
The question is, we always want to say, who's the enemy? So the fact that Arvut is the cure, that's for sure.
The enemy is our ego.
That's a little less clear, because the ego, if you could say Corona, that's clear.
The separation between us is our enemy. Is that better?
Can you clarify it?
The fact that I hate someone, this feeling, that is my enemy. And he is in me.
And from that come all the troubles of Corona and everything?
Everything, just from that.
Thank you.
PT 25.
I want to clarify something, and I need to hear it from you. In our dissemination in Israel, we direct our writing to certain factions of the people, but our heart, should it be directed toward the whole people without any differences in factions? Is this correct?
Yeah, but even more, our heart has to be directed towards the ten. For us, for everybody, for BB, internal, meaning all our friends around the world, that is our heart. And then we relate to all nations in a way that we explain to them what has to be. That's it. And in this way, in everybody's language, as much as you can, as much as the people can connect into 110, so our tens will already be connected between them. We'll start feeling how the whole world is becoming connected through us to one system. And we will then be able to raise all deficiencies of the world to the Creator from all our tens, that they receive it, and in this way raise them to the Creator. Then the Creator obviously will take care of us and through us to the whole world. The path is not long. It is much more simple and practical than what it seems. Our problem is that we need to realize here and now. That's it.
Hola, Rab.
Salt Lake City.
Una pregunta. Con relación al atributo de compartir, ¿es suficiente solo con tener pensamiento?
Hello, Rab. A question. Regarding the quality of sharing, is it enough to have thoughts that we want to share, to give?
Don't understand.
Is it enough to have thoughts of wanting to share, wanting to give, or do I have to do it in practice?
You have to speak about it, you have to write about it, you need to reach a state that what you're saying is heard by others, and not only in the ear, but also in the heart. Otherwise, all your work will not be work. It has to reach actions, and the actions are when the other's heart changes according to your words. Especially here in Israel, like I said many months ago, that I'm sorry to say that I was right that a few months ago when I said that the state in Israel would be worse than all other countries about the coronavirus? If a few months ago Israel had one or two dead a day, so yesterday, only yesterday, from corona, 33 people passed away, which is the largest number in a percentage, percent of the population in the world. And it'll get worse, meaning we will be in the worst states in all ways until we don't agree to keep the law of Ovut. That's why it is worth it for us to know about this and write about this. And we should write in all languages, all countries, why this is happening in Israel and so on. Maybe from this, people will be able to hear others that don't hear in Hebrew and in Bnei Baruch, from Bnei Baruch. So please, try. Try and write that only on Yom Kippur itself, that's once a year, a special day in Israel, 33 people died from the corona. And from month to month, we are doubling the number of our dead. That if in August it was a half, so now it's double that. You understand? This is how it's happening. So it will get worse because the people of Israel must understand that they are responsible for the mutual guarantee. And the problem is in them, and you can correct it, but only by correcting ourselves. And by this, the world will be corrected. And when I mean Israel, I mean not only those who are here, that live here in the state of Israel, or Jews that live in America, or all kinds of places. I mean all those that are in connection to the law of Ovut and the method of correcting the world. So let's try and write from these numbers to all people in the world that why Israel are in such a bad state, that it's only because, first of all, they have to keep the law of Ovut and they are guilty, and that's why it begins from them, this blow. But if not, if we won't connect to the law of Ovut, so these blows will come to all countries. So it's worth as quick as we can to be connected between us in good connections. And everybody in the world need to hear that this is how it's supposed to be. Let's hope that in this we can be influence the spreading of the corona and the better life. I'm wishing you all the best. Take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Health, patience, a good, nice relationship and attitude.